What if you have a, I guess that's, you know, usually to get the first floor, the second floor, you have, you know, a staircase or something like that. And if it were, if those were on the outside, would you still call them a staircase?
Yeah.
Still call them the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
We talked a little earlier about the kitchen. What's some of the furniture you'd have in a, what's some of the things you'd have in a kitchen?
Stove and refrigerator.
When did you get the, did y'all always have a refrigerator when you were a boy? Or?
No, not when I was a boy we didn't. But after I got, but we could get ice, we bought a ice loaded refrigerator. The ice would come out on the train and it cut it up and packed in 200-pound blocks, you know. Somebody would be looking after the ice and he'd bring on what your refrigerator would hold, you know. 50-pound, if you had a big enough to hold 100-pound. Mm-hmm. Ice didn't cost nothing out of it, then it won't give it to you.
Oh. What, if you say when you were a boy, what else did you have in your kitchen there besides old stove and an icebox?
Yes, a wood stove and icebox was in the dining room. That's a bore hole in the floor and put a little funnel in it. So the drip of the ice that melted was run on that, you didn't have to put a pan on there to catch it.
Did you ever have a little room off the kitchen where you'd store canned goods and expedition or closet line?
No, Mama didn't ever have a pantry. Bill's got that at his house.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever know of anybody who had a piece of furniture maybe that kept pies in or things? It was a cabinet-like thing.
Mama used to have a sideboard, they called it, that she kept all of her little cookies and things she cooked for the children, you know. Mm-hmm. And then she had a cabinet built in the kitchen with a flour bin and a meal bin in it, you know.
Did they have a special name for that?
That kitchen cabinet.
Did anybody ever have what they used to call a safe in the kitchen? Or a pie
safe? Oh yeah, old safe. We had a safe. Set the milk in for it to cream to rise on, so you dump it in the churn and make butter and buttermilk.
Can you tell me what that safe looked like? Describe that for me.
It was just a little old regular safe, about, I guess it was about 5 feet high, and had two little doors to it with tin in them, a little bitty holes in it for ventilation, and it had about four little chefs in it, you know, so you could add stuff on. Mm-hmm.
What kind of stuff would you put in there besides your milk and so forth?
Put in cookies and stuff like that that you had. If you was putting your meal back in the safe for supper, you'd set it back in there. Usually, it finished dinner, they just fix it all up and put it on the table and put a cloth over it. And then when you come in at night, you didn't have nothing to do with this in the summertime. You just pull the cover back and sit down and eat. Mm-hmm. And in the wintertime, you usually scramble some eggs and have some grits and bacon and stuff. And, mm-hmm. Or some salmons and eggs and grits. Always had plenty of grits.
Yeah, I still like those.
Drying them, I had a grist mill over just out of in the edge again. That's where my oldest son lives, that old big house out there. Mm-hmm. He lives out on the Red Level Road, right in the edge again. But that was built by the time my daddy's home was built. And the old man that built it had that creek dammed up and had a little grist mill on it. Mm-hmm. Where you ground meal and chicken feed and stuff like that.
We were talking about the bedroom a few minutes ago. What were the things that go on the bed when you make up the bed? What were the kind of things you put on there?
Nothing, just sheets.